Planes and straight line edges merged into a distant square, unexpectedly clear, far above the air. It was a ceiling over the atmosphere.
"Wow," she said. "It's the box the moon came in."
Bobby's hand around hers was warm and soft. "Admit it. You're impressed."
"Billy Bob is still a crook."
"But an artful crook." Now gravity was taking hold. The people around them were descending like so many human snowflakes, and Kate fell with them. She could see a river, bright blue, that cut across the golden plain beneath. Its banks were lined with dense green forest. There were people everywhere, she realized, scattered over the riverbank and the clear areas beyond and near the buildings, and thousands more were falling out of the sky all around her. Surely there were more here than could have been present in the sports stadium. No doubt many of them were virtual projections. Details seemed to crystallize as she fell. Trees and people and even dapples of light on the water of the river. At last, the tallest trees were stretching up around her. With a blur of motion, she settled easily to the ground. When she looked into the sky, she saw a blizzard of people in their snow-white robes falling easily, without apparent fear. There was gold everywhere, underfoot, on the walls of the nearest buildings. She studied the faces nearest her. They seemed excited, happy, anticipating. But the gold filled the air with a yellow light that made the people look as if they were suffering from some mineral deficiency. And no doubt those happy, clappy expressions were virtual fakes painted on bemused faces. Bobby walked over to a tree. She noticed that his bare feet disappeared a centimeter or two into the grass surface. Bobby said, "The trees have got more than one kind of fruit. Look, apples, oranges, limes." "On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations."
"I'm impressed by the attention to detail."
"Don't be."
She bent down to touch the ground. She could feel no grass blades, no dew, no earth, only a slick, plastic smoothness.
"Billy Bob is a showman," she said,
"but he's a cheap showman."
She straightened up.
"This isn't even a true religion. Billy Bob has marketeers and business analysts working for him, not nuns. He's preaching a gospel of prosperity, that it's okay to be greedy and grasping. Talk to your brother about it. This is a commodity fetishism directly descended from Billy Bob's banknote baptism scam."
"You sound as if you care about religion."
"Believe me, I don't," she said vehemently. "The human race could get along fine without it, but my beef is with Billy Bob and his kind. I brought you here to show you how powerful he is, Bobby. We need to stop him."
"So how am I supposed to help?"
She stepped a little closer to him.
"I know what your father is trying to build. An extension of his data pipe technology, a remote viewer."
He said nothing.
"I don't expect you to confirm or deny that, and I'm not going to tell you how I know about it. What I want you to think about is what we could achieve with such a technology."
He frowned. "Instant access to news stories, wherever they break." She waved that away.
"Much more than that. Think about it. If you could open up a wormhole to anywhere, then there would be no more barriers, no walls. You could see anybody at any time, and crooks like Billy Bob would have nowhere to hide."
His frown deepened.
"You're talking about spying?" She laughed. "Come on, Bobby. Each of us is under surveillance the whole time anyhow. You've been a celebrity since the age of 21. You must know how it feels to be watched."
It's not the same." She took his arm.
"If Billy Bob has nothing to hide, he's nothing to fear," she said. "Look at it that way."
"Sometimes you sound like my father," he said neutrally.
She fell silent, disquieted. They walked forward with the throng. Now they were nearing a great throne with 7 dancing globes and 24 smaller attendant thrones, a scaled-up version of the real-world display Billy Bob had mounted out in the stadium. And before the great central throne stood Billy Bob Meeks. But this wasn't the fat, sweating man she had seen out on the sports field. This Billy Bob was taller, younger, thinner, far better looking, like a young Charlton Heston. Although he must have been at least a kilometer from where she stood, he towered over the congregation, and he seemed to be growing. He leaned down, hands on hips, his voice like shaped thunder.
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.